Who is the second worst team in football next to the Dolphins? Is it the Bengals?
It's absolutely the Bengals. Okay?
Oh man.
Let me go back. It's probably close because I think that Washington Redskins team is pretty bad too. You know, so it's definitely a toss between the Bengals and the Redskins, but I give the edge to the Bengals right now. They're pretty bad.
And, they're dissimilar, but they're similar in terms of the coaching situations, because I wonder what it's like as a player when you're with a first-year guy like Zach Taylor and you're looking around, you're like, I don't think this guy knows what he's doing. And then on the Redskins side, you got Jay Gruden, and you know as a player, he's probably done.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like, and they're two different situations because Zach Taylor just came in. You know, they brought him in to try to right the ship after Marvin Lewis was gone. And now you look at how that team is functioning right now, and it's obviously not right. Like, they can't do anything right. And as a first-year coach, you got to be able to reach those players to where it looks like you at least know what you're doing. Right now, they don't have any idea. Cincinnati has no idea what they're doing. And Redskins, it's a sad situation because I know Jay Gruden very well. You know, he played in the Arena League. We played against him for years. And you know, for a while, he had a good thing going out there. But now, it seems like he's lost that football team, too. And right now, they're just not – no one is enthused about going out and playing. No one's interested in making big plays. And he's got his hands full right now, and he's on a very, very hot seat right now. Matter of fact, his butt's probably burning a little bit right now.
You mentioned kind of losing a locker room. We hear that expression all the time. But once that happens, is there any way coaches can get it back?
I don't think so. No. Once the coach has lost the pulse of the locker room, you can't get it back. You have to, as a coach coming in, you have to come in and you have to demand a certain level of respect from your players. And when a coach loses the locker room, they've lost respect for you as a coach. And for you to gain that back, it's very, very hard to do. A lot of people, and I'm sure there may have been a handful of people who've done it, but I don't know too many coaches that have been successful once, you know, those players have lost the respect and they don't want to play hard for you anymore. And it's a job more than it is having fun. It's very hard to get it back. I mean, look at this Giants situation. You know, for a while we thought that coming into this season they were going to be awful. And, you know, people were talking about Eli this and Eli shouldn't be there. And Daniel Jones, why did they draft him? And I felt like Pat Shurmur had lost that locker room until Daniel Jones just came in. And now Daniel Jones has kind of saved, I think, that whole Giants team, at least for right now so far. So, but yeah, it's really hard to gain it back once you've lost the command and the respect of those players.
And going back to talking about Zach Taylor as well, up in Cincinnati, how long of a leash do coaches have in your mind? Like, obviously he comes in, he wants to establish a culture, he wants to do, you know, some new things and put his own stamp on things there. But all of a sudden, you're four games in, and everybody's looking around like, is this really what we're signed up for right now?
Yeah, and me, teams wouldn't want me as a GM, you know, because I'm telling you, I am hard, and me and some of the guys have this discussions all the time about football and player personnel and all that type of thing, and I am really, really hard on head coaches. And unfortunately, you know, if this is how it's going, he would be on a very – very short leash. Like, I would be looking at candidates, you know, right now to succeed him probably in the next year or so if something doesn't turn around. Because going into this thing, as a coach, you have to have the power to go in and at least gather these guys, handle all these different personalities, and make sure that you put something presentable on the field. And right now, they look bad. They look really bad. So if I'm a GM of the Bengals, Zach Taylor's on a very short leash right now.